to be here. First time I've ever stood in front of everybody, I think, like this. It's almost quite scary. Okay, I've had a word on my heart for a few weeks now. And when I was asked to do communion, it was a message I felt God wanted me to bring this morning. Have you ever lost something and you've never really been quite sure where it is? Have you ever missed the obvious? Jill and I had a big duvet on our king size bed, and for many years this duvet never quite fitted the king size bed. Probably for about 6 or 7 years, living up here in the northeast, we had this lovely big bed, lovely big duvet, but the duvet never quite fitted and it never was quite right. Year after year after year after year, we kept putting the same sheet in the same duvet and it never quite fitted. We were really missing the obvious for many years. One day I thought, well, why don't we just turn the duvet, this is after many years, why don't I just turn the duvet the other way round into the covers? And lo and behold, it fitted perfectly. Have you ever missed the obvious? Yesterday, I drove my daughter into Yarm. She was with a friend. And I was driving to Yarm, and I was about a third of the way there, a quarter of the way there. And she said, I forgot my mobile phone. And said, okay, so I really don't want to drive back, Isabel. This is a real pain. You're already late. So let's drive back. So I drove back, got back, went around the house, trying to find a mobile phone. Was it there? No. Oh, Daddy, it's in my bag. It was in the car all the time. Okay, you've missed the obvious. For me, this is what I want to get to this morning. For me, I missed the obvious for over 20 years. I was a Christian. From 1989, I became a Christian. And for many years, I've missed the obvious. And it was something that God really spoke to me about probably about 3 years ago. And I want to share this morning. About 3 years ago, I had a situation at work where I moved into a new job where I work. And one of the guys who I work for, effectively, he bullied me. And he treated me really patronizingly, really badly. And I'm a Sicilian. I got really angry. And so my natural instincts come out in that situation. But I got really angry. Through that process, God really spoke to me about forgiveness. And this is what I want to share this morning about forgiveness. That Jesus says that he will forgive us and that God the Father will forgive us. And as we come to communion this morning, we come knowing that Jesus forgives us. And those of us here who are Christians know all about that. But Jesus also commanded that he didn't just say, and by the way, he said, you must forgive those that sin against you. It's not good enough just to receive God's forgiveness if you do not forgive others. So what challenged me about 3 years ago with this guy at work, Mike, I was really quite angered, and God really challenged me. And God really challenged me to forgive him. And I did. It was hard, but I forgave him. And I went through this process of consciously forgiving this guy. And I even started saying to other people, I forgive this guy, I forgive this guy, I forgive this guy. I don't think I said it to him, but I forgive him in my heart, and I told others I'd forgiven him. Over the course of the next 6 months, the situation turned around. The Bible says your enemies will shake your hand. He shook my hand. He sent me voicemail saying he's saying exactly the opposite that he was saying 6 months ago. The whole situation turned around, totally turned around. God told me to forgive this guy. I forgave him. God began to teach me about forgiveness. When I became to Amazing Grace about 6 to 8 months ago, one of the key things that God was teaching me, and through Route 61, for those of you who are on Route 61 in here, was around, one of the things God really spoke to me about, forgiving other people. And if we want to really receive God's forgiveness in the different parts of our life, we need to forgive others. Now, I just want to read a few scriptures, because it's fine me saying this, but the power is in God's word. I want to read a few key scriptures that, which really speak this out and to make it clear what God's saying. So in Matthew 18, Peter asked Jesus, so please listen to this. Peter asked Jesus, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, no, not seven, 77 times. It's not just a number. You need to keep forgiving him, is what he was saying. Jesus then goes on to tell a really great parable about a king who forgives a servant, who's merciful to a servant, and the servant isn't then merciful to his co-servant. And when the king finds out, he punishes him and he puts him away. This is strong stuff. He's forgiven, he doesn't forgive others, and Jesus, and then the king doesn't forgive him because he didn't forgive the other. I want to read another verse. This is Luke 6:37. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Luke 17:3-4. So watch yourselves. I put this in capitals because I thought this was important. Watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. So that your heavenly Father in heaven may forgive. So that your heavenly Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. So for those, just as we come to communion, there may be someone in this church that you need to forgive. There may be somebody outside of this church that you need to forgive. There may be a Christian that you need to forgive. There may be a non-Christian, someone who isn't yet a Christian, who you need to forgive. Think about those things. It may be now, and it may be later. Maybe you need to start a process off this morning. Maybe the Holy Spirit and God speaking to you about this. Or maybe he isn't. So as we go to communion, please ponder on these things. And thank you, Lord, that you forgive us. Amen.